今天我们很高兴看见陈太太的先生陈先生从南美洲来到我们中间。
We're very happy this morning to see Mrs. Chen's husband, Mr. Chen, coming here from South America.
这个家庭的团圆呢，带给我们全教会都很大的喜乐。
I believe the reunion of this family brings great joy to all the members of our church here.
我听说，当陈先生在南美洲的时候，他每个礼拜都去参加教会的聚会，而且不久以前他也受洗做基督徒，所以我们今天可以称他为陈弟兄，这是我们觉得非常欢喜的。
I have heard that when he was in South America, he had attended churches regularly every Sunday, and also recently just got baptized. So this morning we can greet him as Brother Chen.
可不可以请陈弟兄夫妇起立好不好？大家看见你们都会很高兴。感谢主，他们就是吉尼和维利的父母亲。
They are parents of Jeannie and Weili, in case you don't know them.
上一个主日我们提到哥罗西书里面的信息。
Last Sunday I spoke to you about the message from the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书很多地方和以弗所书很相近的。
I have said that Colossians had many similarities to the book of Ephesians.
我今天继续讲这个题目。
This morning, I'd like to continue the topic, Christ and His Church. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23. Ephesians 1, verse 23.
这一节圣经讲到教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
According to this verse, the church is called the body of Christ.
没有一个人不爱自己的身体，耶稣基督也是照样的爱我们。
No one dislikes his own body in the same way Christ loves his body, which is his church, us.
在哥罗西书第一章第十八节所讲到的话跟这个很相近的。
Also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, which is very similar to this verse.
可是这个重点不同。
But the emphasis is a little bit different.
哥罗西一章十八节讲到耶稣基督是教会的头。
Colossians 1:8 says that Jesus is the head of the church.
以弗所书里面所强调的是耶稣基督对教会的爱，而哥罗西书里面所强调的是我们基督徒弟兄姐妹应当怎么样的尊敬耶稣基督。
In a way, you can say in Ephesians, the emphasis there is how Christ loved his church as his body. In Colossians, the emphasis is how we.As his body needs to pay reverence and love the head.
耶稣基督是不是你的头呢？
Let me ask you, is Jesus the head of your life?
你凡事都尊敬耶稣基督吗？
Do you follow him in all things, in all areas of your life?
我们在教会里面是不是耶稣做头呢？
In our church, is Jesus the head of our church?
假如一个教会里没有耶稣基督啊，就好像一个没有头的身体，那是非常可怕的。
If a church does not have Christ,That church becomes a headless monster.
下一个主日是复活节，大家都知道这是一个很重要的日子。
You all know next Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's a very important day for a Christian.
若是神许可，下一个主日我们有十八位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
If the Lord willing, next Sunday morning we will have 18 members who will be getting baptized.
我们下一个主日也要吃圣餐。
Also next Sunday after the service, we have love feast together.
We have Holy Communion.
Holy Communion.
在下个主日的中午，我们也有爱宴。
And then afterwards, we also have love feast.
希望每一家带一个菜，大家一块儿在这里吃饭。
We hope that every one of you will bring a dish and we can have a potluck together.
我盼望下个礼拜诸位多带你们的亲戚朋友来，因为这是一个最好容易请人来的日子。
I hope next Sunday you work hard in inviting your friends and your relatives because it's Easter Sunday, a very good time to bring your friends.
因为你不但是请他来聚会啊，你中午还要请他在教会吃饭，他一定很高兴。
Because not only come to worship, but you can also invite him to join in to have lunch with us.
今天是什么日子？诸位知道
？What about this Sunday? Today, what is today?
在复活节的前一个主日。请问今天是什么？
Let me ask you, what is the Sunday prior to the Easter Sunday?
今天应当是这个棕树节的主日 Palm Sunday。
Today is Palm Sunday。
在圣经里面记载了关于这个棕树节主日的事情。
There is record in the New Testament concerning the history of Palm Sunday。
我们一起看马太福音第二十一章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 21。
马太第二十一章从一节开始讲到耶稣进耶路撒冷。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 1 mentions about Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem.
这是他在受难以前公开的很正式的进耶路撒冷城的情形。
This is a week prior to his crucifixion. He officially and publicly entered into the city of Jerusalem.
那个时候很多人很高兴地欢迎耶稣基督。
At that time, the crowd were on his side, and they were very much in support of him.
在耶路撒冷城附近有很多的棕树，他们把那个树砍下来铺在地上，让耶稣骑着驴子走过去。
There were many palm trees around Jerusalem in Palestine, and they cut down the palm leaves, and they laid the palm leaves for Jesus to walk past.
耶稣那一天是骑着一个小驴驹。
That day, Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem on a small donkey.
这是一个非常有意思的记载。
This is a very meaningful record.
我们看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5 of Matthew chapter 21.
要对西安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted upon a donkey, even upon a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.
这里讲到耶稣基督是王。
This verse mentions that this person who is to ride into the city of Jerusalem is king.
一般的王都是骑着大马，可是耶稣骑着一个小驴子。
Most kings ride on very large and beautiful horses, and yet Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a small donkey.
为什么耶稣不骑马？
Why is it that he didn't ride into the city of Jerusalem on a beautiful horse?
一般的讲起来，马都是打仗用的。耶稣骑小驴驹，表示他是一位和平的君王。
Most of the horses in those days were used in warfare, in battles. Jesus rides into the city of Jerusalem on a donkey, representing he's a peaceful king.
今天在复活节的前一个主日，我们大家都想到耶稣是和平的王。
The Sunday...A week before Easter Sunday, we need to remember that Jesus was a Prince of Peace, a peaceful king.
We should have a hope. We would be willing to be like that little donkey, and carry Jesus on our shoulders, lifting Jesus up.
Our goal and our expectation ought to be to become more like that donkey that Jesus rode on, to carry Jesus on top of us, to glorify Him.
Jesus is our king. In the Colossians book, Jesus is our head.
Jesus is our king.In other words, in Colossians, it says that Jesus is the head of his church.
若是耶稣是我们的头，我们应当高举他，我们应当赞美他，我们应当依靠他。
If Jesus is our head, Jesus is our king, then we need to uplift him. We need to glorify him.
我现在要问大家一个很难的圣经问题。
Right now, I'd like to ask you a very difficult Bible question.
我知道你们都知道圣经分新旧约两部分，对不对？
I know you all know that the Bible is divided into the Old and the New Testament.
我知道你们都知道圣经里面一共有六十六卷，对不对？
I know that you all know the Bible has 66 books.
我现在要问大家的问题就是圣经里面一共有多少章啊？ How many chapters?
The question I want to ask you now is how many chapters are there in the Bible?
有哪一个人知道吗？
Who knows the answer?
我知道这是一个很难的圣经问题。
I know this is a tough Bible question.
可是假如你有兴趣，盼望你把它记下来。
But if you are interested, I'd like to ask you to write down this question and maybe...Look for the answer.
圣经一共有一千一百八十九章。
The Bible has exactly 1,189 chapters.
一千一百八十九。
1,189.
在圣经里面，哪一章是最中间的一章呢？
Which is the middle chapter of the entire Bible?
那就是诗篇第一百一十七篇。
Which is Psalm 117.
我们大家看117.
Psalm 117 is the middle chapter of the Bible.
这是全圣经最中间的一章，也是全圣经最短的一章。
This is the middle chapter of the Bible and also happened to be the shortest chapter in the Bible.
只有两节。
Only two verses.
我们大家一同念好不好?
Let's read these two verses together. Psalm 117.
万国啊
Praise the Lord, all nations,
你们都当赞美耶和华
all peoples,
万民啊你们都当颂赞他因为他向我们大施慈爱耶和华的诚实存到永远你们要赞美耶和华这一个诗篇的重心是什么就是要赞美神
The main point in the psalm is to praise our Lord.
若是耶稣是我们的头，我们要高举他，我们要赞美他。
If Jesus is our head, we need to uplift him. We need to praise him.
这里有两个问题。
There are two questions here.
第一个是为什么要赞美他？
First question
第一个到底什么是赞美他
？First question is why? 为什么？
为什么我们要赞美神
？First question is why do we need to praise him? And second question is what does it mean to praise him?
我们为什么要赞美神
Why is it that we need to praise him?
有很多的时候我们被各样的事情缠绕我们到礼拜堂里都不太容易赞美神
Very frequently we're caught up with so many of our problems Even when we come to church on Sunday morning It's very difficult to get ourselves to praise God
很多的事情充满了你的心你就不晓得什么地方开始赞美神
There are so many things in your mind And you don't really know where and how to start to praise the Lord
不要忘记我们坐在礼拜堂里要仰望
Don't forget, as you come in, the first thing you should remind yourself is to look at the cross.
十字架告诉我们，人类犯罪堕落以后，神爱我们，把我们从罪恶里救出来。
The cross should remind you that after man has sinned, are in their sinful state, that God had provided a way to save us on the cross.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，我们不能够忘记这个恩典。
First thing you should remind yourself is that Jesus died for each one of us on the cross, and this is a demonstration of God's love and His grace.
当我们越来越发现自己不好的时候，我们想到耶稣还爱我们，我们真是要赞美他。
As you discover more and more of your weaknesses and having a harder time to accept yourself, remember that God still accepts you exactly the way you are.
到底什么是赞美他
？What does it mean to praise then?
赞美他到底是什么意思
？What does it mean to praise the Lord?
我相信大家都有经验，有些时候有些事情很难让我们赞美他。
I know that many of you have many experiences which makes it very impossible to praise God because of those circumstances.
你遇见不如意的事情
，You face an unfortunate event.
失恋了
，You're your girlfriend left you.
Maybe your boyfriend.、Huh?
Or your boyfriend.
遇见一些不如意的事情还要赞美神，这个不容易。
And you face these type of difficult times, and yet you still want to praise God. It's very difficult.
有一个这个残废儿童的教养院 for the retarded children.
There's president of a retarded children's home.
Yes.这是一个教会主办的。
This home was sponsored by a church.
有一个人到那个地方去参观。
One time, someone visited that home.
这些小孩子正在唱那首歌《主耶稣爱我》。
These little kids were all singing "Jesus loves me, this I know."
这个参观的人呢、啊，他就觉得很奇怪，这些小孩子在唱这个歌。
And this visitor was very amazed that these children, these retarded children, were singing the song.
他就对小孩子说
，So he said to these kids,
他说啊，你们好可怜呐、啊。
He said, you know, you kids are very, it's a really sad case with your life.
你看，你们有些人是瞎眼的不能看，有些呢是瘸腿的不能走，也不能讲话。
He said that some of you can't see, some of you can't talk, some of you can't walk.
假如耶稣真的爱你们，他为什么会让你们这个样子
？And he asked these kids, if Jesus really loves you, why is it that he allow you to be like this?
这是一个很尖刻的问题，很伤人的心的问题。
This is a very it's a very hurting question.
有一个小孩子，他是个哑巴。
And one of the small child who cannot speak.
他走上台去，他拿了一个粉笔，在黑板上写了一节圣经。
So this little child got up to the blackboard and used a chalk and wrote down one Bible verse.
那是马太福音第十一章第二十六节。
This was Matthew chapter 11 verse 26.
我们来看这一节是什么。
Let's turn to this verse, Matthew 11.
马太福音十一章二十六节。
Matthew 11 verse 26.
这是耶稣所说的一句话。
This is a phrase uttered by Jesus himself.
马太十一章二十六节。
Matthew 11 verse 26.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。Jesus
said, "Yes, Father, for thus it was well pleasing in thy sight."
耶稣是在怎么样的一个环境之下说这句话？
Under what circumstances did Jesus say this sentence?
那个时候，他最亲密的同工施洗的约翰，就是他的开路先锋啊，在监牢里面信心开始动摇了，开始怀疑耶稣基督。At
that time, John the Baptist was in prison, he began to doubt the identity of Jesus.
那个时候耶稣在很多的地方传道，行了很多的异能，可是很多人还是不肯悔改，耶稣很难过。At
that time, Jesus went about preaching and performing many miracles, and yet there were still many people who refused to believe him, and Jesus was very disappointed by this.
就在那个最艰难的环境之下，耶稣向天上的神祷告，父啊，是的，因为你的美意。 本是如此，这是什么？这就是赞美神。It
was under that extreme, most extreme circumstances, the most sorrowful moment, Jesus said in his prayer, "Yes, Father, for thus it was well pleasing in thy sight."
什么是赞美神？
What is praising?
赞美神就是认定了一件事，神永远不会错，人会错，可是神不会错。This
was Jesus' praise to the Father. What is praise? Praise is very simply recognizing that God is who he is, and he never makes a mistake.
用绝对的信心，完全的顺服，接受神的安排。
Relying on your strongest conviction to completely accept God's provision for our lives.
神恩待我们，我们赞美神。当你遇见患难、管教、被神鞭打、刑罚的时候，还是要赞美神。
When God blesses us, when God provides very smooth and peaceful time for us, we praise God for that. But even when he disciplines us, taking us through trials, hurting experiences, we still praise him for who he is.
在苦难中，在疾病中，穷乏的时候，你还能够赞美神，这就是真正的赞美神。In
your sorrowful moment, during times of sickness, during times of poverty, we still praise God for who he is.
这就是哥罗西书里面所说的，让神居首位，让神做头。This
is very simply what Colossians means, to let Christ be our head.
我最近读了一个见证，这是田太太的公公啊，他所做的一个见证，觉得非常宝贵。Recently
I read someone's testimony. This is Mrs. Tian's grandfather's testimony.
Her father-in-law. 田老先生是一个基督徒，他不久以前离开了世界。
Mr. Tian was a Christian. Not long ago, he passed away.
可是他虽然死了，他的见证仍然在为神说话。But
even after he passed away, his testimony still lives on.
在这个见证里面，他讲到神的恩典千千万万，诉说不尽。In
this testimony, he mentioned how great and how abundant God's grace was.
他说神在他一生当中随时随刻都看顾他。
He said that every moment, every step in his life, God had watched over him very carefully.
有些时候喜乐，有些时候有痛苦。Sometimes
happy, sometimes sad.
喜乐是人人都希望有的，痛苦也是宝贵的，因为在痛苦中也有神的恩典。Times
of happiness, everyone seeks for that, everyone desires for that. But times of sorrow is also very valuable because we learn many good lessons.
这位田老先生在他年老的时候，他的声带没有了，不能讲话。
In his latter years, Mr. Tian lost his vocal cord and he was not able to speak.
一个人可以随便讲话，多么快乐！一个人不能讲话，你说多难过！
If we have the freedom to make sounds, to utter sounds, to say words, this is a very it's a very happy thing. It's a very desirable thing.
可是，田老先生说，我为这个不能讲话呀，我还是要赞美神。
But Mr. Tian, he said that even not being able to speak, I still praise God.
为什么呢?
Why is it that I still praise God?
他说在他的很多朋友当中啊，他看见有些家庭老年人跟年轻人不和睦的情形。
He said because he saw many families in which the elderly members in the family and the younger members have many conflicts and quarrels.
这个老年人跟年轻人呢，在不同的时代中长大，他们有很多不同的看法，不同的意见。
The older ones and the younger ones grew up in different times and in different places, and they have many differences of opinion.
就是因为这些事情，一个本来很美好的家庭，差不多都要破裂。
Because of this, many very nice families are broken by these quarrels and conflicts.
田老先生说，他说我也是个老人家。我脑海里面有一些旧式的观念，假如我还仍旧会说话呀，我在家里一定会跟年轻人发生问题。
He said that I am an older person. I have many old ideas and many old opinions. And if I'm able to speak, I'm sure I will create many conflicts and quarrels.
他承认他自己一个年老的人是比较容易固执一点的。
He also realized being older that he may be a little bit hard-headed or stubborn.
他说主知道我这个美好的家庭，主要为我们保守这个家庭，所以把我的身带拿去了，家里很和睦。
And he said it's probably because God sees the good family, the harmonious family that I have and wants to preserve that family, so he decided to take away my vocal cord.
他所讲的这些话是太奇妙的。
These words are very interesting.
假如你我遭遇到这样的事情，不晓得多么埋怨神了。
If you and I have these experiencesMost of us will probably hold a lot of grudges against God.
什么叫赞美神？我再说，赞美神就是承认神什么事情都不会错。
What does it mean to praise God? To praise God simply means to recognize and have the full conviction that God is God and He never makes a mistake.
我们礼拜堂有一位何老执事，他坐在前面。
We have in our church we have Mrs. Hall as one of our deaconesses.
她的耳朵不大好。
She has trouble hearing.
有些时候我跟她讲话，别人以为我跟她吵架，因为你讲得轻，她听不见了。
Oh, Mr. Ho, he has trouble hearing, and many times when you speak to him, he has trouble hearing what you're saying.
他有一次跟我讲啊，我也感谢神，因为我的耳朵不太好。
He said, I also thank God that I have trouble hearing.
他说为什么呢？
He says, you know why?
因为这个耳朵不太好啊，可以少听很多闲话呀。可以少惹很多是非。
He said, because of my hard of hearing, I can listen to much less gossips and bad conversations.
想到这两位年长的人，他们在自己身体不舒服的时候，还能够这样的赞美神，是我们比较年轻的人都感觉到很惭愧。
I believe this ought to really encourage us and really challenge us to hear these two testimonies of these two elderly persons.
我们都有圣代，我们都可以听。
All,
请问，我们有没有用我们的耳朵、用我们的舌头来荣耀神
？We all can speak very well, and we all can hear very well. The question is, have we used our voices and have we used our ears to glorify God?
我们这些会说话的人，我们有没有用我们的舌头搬弄是非呢？说长道短呢？引起很多的问题呢
？Have we misused our voices? Have we misused our tongues in saying things which are inaccurate and creating quarrels and conflicts?
一个人把耶稣基督当作头，他就是凡事赞美神，以神为大。
When a person puts Jesus as head of his life, it's very easy for him to praise. It's very easy for him to praise God.
我现在再要问大家一个问题。
The next question.
刚才我们都提到圣经有多少章，我现在要问大家，就是圣经一共有多少节？
The next question is now. Well, I had asked you how many chapters there are in the Bible. Now this question is.How many verses are there in the Bible?
这是一个很难的问题。
This is probably even harder than the number of chapters.
Okay, 告诉大家。
I'll give you the answer.
圣经里面一共有31,173节。
The Bible has 31,173 verses.
那么这么多节圣经中间最中间的一节是哪一节呢
Now all these verses 31,173 verses Which one is the center or the middle verse of the whole Bible
我相信我告诉大家大家一定很愿意把它记住的
I think if I tell you I'm sure all of you will write this down
那就是诗篇的118篇第八节
The centermost verse of the Bible is Psalm 118 verse 8
我们大家一起看这一节。
Let's turn to this verse, Psalm 118, verse 8.
诗篇118篇第八节。
Psalm 118, verse 8.
你看圣经的最中间的一章和中间的一节就是在旁边而不太远。
You notice that the center verse and the center chapter is very near to each other.
我们来看这个118篇第八节。
Psalm 118 verse 8.
这里提到投靠耶和华，强施依赖人。
Psalm 118 verse 8 says, It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man.
我很喜欢这个英文的翻译 It is better, 这个比较好。
The English translation is very good. It says, It is better to take refuge in the Lord.
到底依靠人好，投靠神好，哪一样好？
Which is better, to trust in God or to trust in man?
圣经最中间的这一节告诉我们，投靠耶和华，强势依赖人。
The centermost verse in the Bible teaches us to put more of our trust in the Lord than to trust man.
很多时候人的失败就是不晓得依靠神。
I believe very often we fail because we fail to trust and to take refuge in the Lord.
在这个耶利米书啊，第二章十三节讲到以色列人做了两件恶事。
In the book of Jeremiah, talked about two great sins or mistakes that the Israelites made.
第一件事就是他们离开了活水的泉源。第二件事情呢，就是为自己挖了一个水池子，啊，离开了活水的泉源，为自己挖了一个水池子，是一个破裂不能存水的池子。
In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13 it says, My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
在这里所讲到的两件恶事，第一件就是离弃神，第二件就是只会依靠自己。
The two evils that Israelites committed were, first of all, they have forsaken God as a provision for their water, and secondly, they have turned to themselves and relying on themselves to dig for themselves water wells.
在这里所用的比方是很有意思。
The analogy here is very meaningful.
这里用什么东西形容神呢？一个活水的泉源，永流不绝的泉源。
The metaphor here for God is a fountain of living waters.
这里什么用什么东西来形容自己呢？
What is the analogy for ourselves?
一个破裂不能存水的池子。
A broken cistern or a broken hold in the ground.
在圣经里面，主耶稣曾经讲到这个浪子的故事。
Jesus once talked about the story of the prodigal son.
有一个人，有一个浪子。
This one particular man had a son.
这个儿子不爱父亲，他要离开父亲。
The son had no liking for his father and decided to leave his father.
他向父亲要了很多钱，然后他就离父亲啊，远远的出去。
He told the father to give him all the wealth that belonged to him, and he got the money and left his family.
后来他在外面吃了很大的苦。
After he left home, he suffered quite a bit.
圣经上讲到后来他回家去了。
The Bible says eventually he made his way back home.
在耶稣所讲的这件事情里面，那位父亲就是代表天上的神。
When Jesus was telling the story, the father of the son is represents God himself.
那个远离父亲家的浪子就是代表我们这些远离神的人。
The prodigal son represents all those people who had drifted away from God.
你在那个浪子的身上可以看见我们的图画。
You can see your life very vividly in the description of the life of the prodigal son.
那个浪子，他觉得他有钱，他觉得他聪明。哦，他不要父亲，他依靠自己。
The prodigal son felt that he had lots of money, he had lots of intelligence, he had no need to depend on his father. He wants to go out and do it on his own.
可是有一天，他觉得自己不可靠，他开始去投靠他的朋友。
One day, he ran out of money, he ran out of his ideas, and he began to depend on his friends.
他后来发现他的朋友也不可靠了，到了最后，他才想起神来。
And a little while later, he discovered that he can't even count on his friends. And then the thought of God came back to him.
他说：“回家吧。”
He says, "Maybe I'll go home."
回家吧，回到神的面前来吧。
Return home, return back to the Lord.
什么时候一个人发现自己不可靠，人也不可靠，这一切都是破裂不能存水的池子，他才真正的回到神面前来。
Many times, only when a man comes to the dead end of his life, when he discovers he can't count on himself, he can't count on his friends, he can't count on anything except God,
他依靠神。
Then he'll come back to depend on God.
好多人的经验，他说他依靠神的前面呢，有很长的一段故事，
You hear many testimonies of person who, before they came to trust in the Lord, trust in God, they went through a long period of time, they trusting themselves, and failed one after another.
在圣经里面最中心的教训就是告诉我们, 要依靠神, 要赞美神。
The most center theme of the Bible, you can say, is to teach us to rely on God, to trust God, and also to give praises to Him.
这就是哥罗西书里面所说的, 让耶稣基督做我们的头, 我们凡事听他的旨意。
This is the message in Colossians 1:18, says to let Christ be the head of our church and be the head of our life.
我们读圣经的时候, 我们就是要发现神的旨意, 要听神的话。
When we study the Bible, the purpose of studying the Bible is to discover what God wants us to do and to follow what He has in mind for us. Even when we pray, we need to seek for God's will for us. When you pray, as you close your eyes, you need to open your ears to listen.
可惜有很多的人, 他们读圣经, 他们祷告, 他们并没有真的一颗心愿意顺服神。
It's very sad that too many of us, too often, we read the Bible, we pray, and we don't really have our heart in it.
在英国有一个有名的传道人叫做 Spurgeon.
There's a famous British preacher named Charles Spurgeon.
他曾经这样说, 很多的基督徒失败, 就是因为他们只相信耶稣, 不相信基督。
Reverend Spurgeon once said that many, many Christians failed in their Christian life because they only believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in Christ.
这个话什么意思?
What did he mean by this?
假如你想要明白这句话的意思, 你必须要明白耶稣这个字什么意思,
To understand what Reverend Spurgeon was getting at, you need to understand what the meaning of the word Jesus is and also the meaning of the word Christ.
我们知道耶稣的意思就是救主, 他要把人从罪恶里救出来。
We know that the name Jesus means Savior. Jesus wants to save us from our sins.
那么基督是什么意思呢?
What does the word Christ mean?
基督的意思就是受膏者。
The word Christ literally means the anointed one.
在旧约圣经里面告诉我们有三种人是受膏的, 先知、祭司、君王。
The Old Testament tells us that there are only three kinds of people who are anointed. One is priests, the other one is prophets, another one is kings.
基督用简单的一句话来讲就是奉耶稣为王。
So Christ simply means to look at Jesus as the anointed one is king.
相信耶稣的意思就是接受他为你的救主，而相信基督呢，乃是接受他做你生命的主宰，to
believe,
他做你的王。
To believe in Jesus means to accept Christ as our Savior, to save us from the condemnation of sin. To believe in Christ means to put Jesus as the Lord and King of our life.
圣经上讲到有很多百姓们，他们的口尊敬神，他们的心远离神。
The Bible said many of you are only paying lip service to me. You're paying service in lips only, but not in your deeds.
你在四福音里面也可以找到主耶稣说的一句话，他说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊？”
Also in Luke, Jesus says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?
一个人让耶稣做他的王, 就是耶稣要他怎么样, 他就照着耶稣的方法去做。
For a person to put Christ as Christ, or the King of his life, or the Lord of his life, is simply to follow what Jesus wants him to do in every little thing of his life.
在中国的教会里面有一位很著名的传道人, 就是王明道先生。
There's a very famous Chinese minister, Reverend Wang.
王明道, 他在中国大陆的监牢里面, 已经度过了大约30年。
Reverend Wang spent about 30 years in the prison.
In the prison of mainland China.
In prison in mainland China.
最近有一个好消息, 说今年的1月, 他已经从监牢里出来了。
There has been good news that this year, January, after 30 years of being in prison for being a Christian minister, he will be released. He has been released this January. And he has sent out a tape recording. And on this tape, he said,
他说,
He said, God wants me to forgive everyone who has wronged me because God has already forgiven them.
请问这个话容易说不容易说呢?
Let me ask you, is it easy to say this?
30 年妻离子散被关在监牢里, 这个话容易说不容易说?
30 years he was put in prison because he was a Christian.
主所赦免的,
he said, whomever God has forgiven, I will also forgive.
这是让主做头。
This is very clearly letting Christ be our head, be the head of his life.
盼望神借着这个见证能够鼓励我们都让耶稣做我们的头。
I hope that God will use his words this morning to encourage every one of us and to challenge every one of us to let Jesus be the head of our lives.
王明道他还说,
Romans 1 continues.
他说他被关在监牢里为这件事情还要赞美神这个容易不容易呢?
He said, not only forgive, but he also wants to praise God for the 30 years he's been in prison.
为什么要赞美神呢?
Why is it that he wants to praise God?
假如我不是被关在监牢里受了这么许多的苦难, 大概我的灵性不会长进像今天一样。
He said, if I didn't spend 30 years and going through all these trials and sufferings, I would probably not have grown spiritually as much as I have.
这是什么呢? 这是赞美神。
This is praise.
我再说,什么是赞美神?赞美神就是相信人是会错,可是神永远不会错。Praise
is simply have the conviction that man may make mistakes, but God, being God, can never make mistakes.
赞美神用圣经上的一句话来说就是,我们相信万事都互相效力,叫爱神的人得益处。
Praise, simply put, is using the verse in the Bible that all things work together for good for those who love God.
在这个哥罗西书里面还有两个最宝贵的教训,我在结束的时候也愿意跟大家分享一下。In
the book of Colossians, there are also two other important messages. In closing, I'd like to share them with you.
这跟我们日常的生活有很密切的关系。This
is very intimately related to our daily living.
请大家看这个哥罗西书第三章。Please
turn with me to Colossians chapter 3.
第十二节开始,
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
所以你们既是神的选民,圣洁蒙爱的人, 就要存怜悯,恩慈,谦虚,温柔,忍耐的心。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙,总要彼此包容,彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们,你们也要怎样饶恕人。Bearing
with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
在这一切之外,要存着爱心,爱心就是联络全德的。And
beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
大家特别注意15节,好吗?
And especially pay attention to verse 15.
在这里讲到有一样的东西要放在你的心里。Verse
15 mentions something that we need to put in our heart.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主,你们也为此蒙召归为一体,且要存感谢的心。这里提到基督的平安。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Here mentions the peace of Christ.
第16节提到第二样东西也应当放在心里。Verse
16 mentions the second thing we need to put in our hearts.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里,用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导,互相劝诫,心被恩感,歌颂神。这里提到基督的道理。Let
the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This verse mentions the word of God, the word of Christ.
怎么样叫做耶稣基督做我们的头,做我们的王呢? 你心里必须有两样东西。
I believe there are two prerequisites before we can put Christ as the head, as the king of our life.
基督的道理,基督的平安。
You need two things. One is the word of Christ. Second thing is you need the peace of Christ.
一个人要基督做他的头,他凡事要听神的命令,他必须要明白神的旨意。
Very simply put, in order for us to follow our head, to put Christ as our head, we need to know how to follow him. And the only way we find out what to do in following Christ is to study his word.
基督的道理, 当我们在查考圣经的时候，要把握住那些属灵的原则，应用在我们日常的生活中。
When we study God's word, when we study the word of Christ, we need to grasp hold of the principles, the spiritual principles involved, and take those spiritual principles and apply it in our everyday living.
这里说要用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。请问你的心里面丰富不丰富？
Now, verse 16, not only just the word of Christ, but it says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Has the word of Christ richly dwell in your heart?
丰丰富富的。
Richly.
让神的话影响你的个性，影响你的看法。
So, richly, let the word of Christ dwell in you, that the word of Christ begin to change, to begin to control your thinkings and begin to control your outlooks.
让神的话好像你的血液一样在你的里面流通。
To let the word of Christ flow in you just like the blood which supports your life.
除了基督的道理，这里又提到基督的平安。
Other than the word of Christ, also mentions in verse 15 the peace of Christ.
这个十五节呀，讲到基督的平安在你心里做主，有一个很宝贵的意思。
I believe in verse 15 which says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. There's a very precious message there.
这是用一个比方，好像这个球类比赛的比方。
There's an analogy with a ball game.
比方说你在看篮球比赛的时候，一定有两个人裁判，对不对？
For example, when you go to a ball game, a basketball game, there's usually two referees there.
那十个在场的球员呢，就是生龙活虎的拼命跑啊，拼命打呀，要得分。可是那个裁判什么时候一发现他犯规了，他吹哨子，大家都暂停了。
Those 10 players on the basketball court, they're working hard, running up and down the courts, trying to score a couple of points, and going about very busily. But whenever the referee sees something wrong, someone fouls, and he blows a whistle, then everyone stops.
有人犯规了，就大家都暂停。
Whenever someone commits a foul, everyone stops.
让基督的平安在你心里，意思就是说让耶稣基督在你的心里做裁判。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts is very simply...To let Christ be the referee in your life.
什么时候错了就停了。
Whenever you commit a mistake, the Spirit of Christ will warn you and then you stop.
我们感谢主，耶稣基督不但是给我们基督的道理，当我们重生得救以后，他住在我们心里，他也用基督的平安来带领我们。
We thank God that he not only provided for us the word of Christ to guide us, but he also gave us the peace of Christ in our hearts, to rule our hearts.
当你决心做一件事情的时候，要求问神。
When you are deciding to do something, you need to seek for guidance. Ask God.
有没有这样的经验？
Do you have this kind of experience?
有一件事情不晓得应不应当做。
Something comes up and you don't really know whether to do it or not.
查考圣经，不晓得合不合乎圣经的原则。
Check the Bible, see if it's consistent with the principles taught in the Bible.
单单看圣经还不够，还要祷告。
Just to look at the Bible is not enough. You need to spend time praying.
假如你真是重生得救的人，你的祷告很有用的。
If you're truly born again Christian, your prayer is very, very useful to you.
很多人都是这样祷告的，你也可以试试看这样祷告。
Many people have prayed this way, and you can try this too.
神啊，这件事情若是合你的旨意，当我祷告了以后，等候了以后，你给我内心的平安。若是我有平安，我知道是神带领，我就往前走。
You can pray.
假如我心里面没有平安，神啊，让我停下来。
If you're truly born again Christian, you can pray thusly. You can say, Lord,